fabulous weekend. Thank you for being with us. That is Stephen A. Smith. I'm Molly Karam Rose, the playmaker, the Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin, and our quarterback, Dan Orlovsky. Crewed up as usual. Good morning, guys.
Very nice, as always.
Thank yes, you. Looks
great. He has on a respectable suit.
You do.
Respectable.
You know,
yeah.
Oh, what you know,
are you joking on them, Molly? Say you do.
No. You have on
eight. Right. I get out of here.
No. You have on eight patterns, but they're all the same shades. I can laugh
at that. And you got a haircut. I mean, my crew has showed up.
Yeah, you do look Sarge-like. You
know I appreciate it.
Real Sarge.
High and tight.
Like,
real high
cut
and
up.
Tight.
Real nice. Right.
Yeah. I had a winter hat on yesterday, so it's cold.
We ready to do this?
I'm ready to do this.
Okay. Sunday Night Football. Despite a lackluster performance from Patrick Mahomes, 15 of 29, 184 yards, no TDs passing. The Chiefs defend home turf against an AFC West opponent in the Broncos. The Chiefs defense opportunistic, putting up points on the board in the 22-9 win. Pats, Titans, Ravens, Chiefs all 8-4. Mahomes, what's going on?
We're winning a lot of football games. I'll say that. We're right where we want to be at. With a defense playing like this, if our offense can find who we are, we're going to be a hard team to beat.
Okay. Again, Mahomes has gone two straight games without a pass TD for the first time. Michael, I'll start with you. Can Mahomes fix the Chiefs' offense?
Are we seriously asking this question now? I mean, I know what we're doing here. But we are talking about one of the greatest young talents at the quarterback position we've ever seen. This man right now, 4-6-12 in his 58 career starts. 4-6-12.
Big time.
He's a big time player. I mean, absolutely, Mahomes can fix this offense. We all know it. The Chiefs right now, they score more points on an opening drive than any other team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So why are we sitting here talking about the Chiefs having problems scoring? I know we're putting a lot on Patrick Mahomes. I must say I've never questioned or thought or had any doubt towards what Andy Reid is doing. But obviously Andy's first 15 is working well. But after that first 15, they're not making the adjustments on the football field. And yesterday, what you saw yesterday was a culmination of things because they're trying to get their mojo back. They're trying to get feeling good about themselves again, and they started playing. That first drive was a great drive.
Yeah.
That first drive was a great drive. They went right down the field. They come back the second drive, and Pringle drops the ball. He comes right back to him. He catches the ball, and then they drop more passes. Mm-hmm. And Tyreek Hill's dropping passes, and balls bouncing off his hand. It's just a number of things that's happening. But, man, we cannot get to the place where we're starting to talk about it's on Patrick Mahomes, and we got to take Patrick Mahomes out. Or what, get somebody else? You're going to find somebody? You going to find somebody better than Patrick Mahomes? Is that what we're talking about right here?
No, I'm talking about fixing it
Excuse me. Don't qualify for him.
Wait a minute. Why can't I ask that question?
We're asking
about Patrick.
Listen up.
Right.
Listen good.
Okay, answer that question.
Let me bless you with the knowledge, okay?
Bless me with that.
Because you need it right now, even though you're the Super Bowl champion. I mean, I didn't play football, but I can't believe that I have to educate you on this football matter.
Oh, Patrick Mahomes. Excuse me.
It's not about Patrick Mahomes. It's about the people he's throwing it to. Tyreek Hill had 2 receptions for 22 yards last night. Travis Kelce had 3 receptions for 27 yards last night. Travis Kelce's got 300 receiving yard games this year. Tyreek Hill has 2. Did it ever occur to anybody that what the NFL has said is Patrick Mahomes is a stud. Tyreek Hill is all world. Cat Quick, the cheater. Travis Kelce is one of the top 2 tight ends in all of football. Top 2, top 3 tight ends in all of football. Between him, Gronk, and Kittle. All right, got to throw a wall up in there when he's healthy. Sure. We understand all of that. But the point is, Kansas City has been a juggernaut of an offense for the last 2 years. So what happens this year? Last year in the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes not 100% healthy. The offensive line is suspect. And Tampa blitzes them in Tampa. They win the Super Bowl championship. This year, people see the recipe to some degree. They said, okay, this kid Pringle, what he's got. Mecole Hardman, what he's got. Your running game, by the way, what you going to do? Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You understand what's the Damian Harris? What are you going to do? They're watching these guys, and they're daring you as a quarterback, even though you're Patrick Mahomes, to target unfamiliar individuals because you know where you usually want to go to. You want to go to Tyreek Hill. You want to go to Travis Kelce. But what we're seeing is because we certainly ain't going to sit here and think that Tyreek Hill is.
So then we should be asking about the supporting cast, not Patrick Mahomes.
But the point is that, again, your receivers, and you should be able to appreciate this, no quarterback can look good without the people catching the ball for them. So even though we're asking the question, we're asking the question because he's the face of the franchise. We're not looking at a Patrick Mahomes and we're saying he can't throw the damn football. We're looking at a Patrick Mahomes and we're saying we know what you can do, but we haven't seen what we're accustomed to seeing. Why is that? And I'll leave that to y'all.
So what are you saying about the pass catchers? I want
to
be clear.
To me, I'm saying this. Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, I believe in those
brothers. Right, but beyond
but
them.
I think defenses have said, we're going to try to make somebody else beat you too. Well, and let's see what happens.
Can Patrick Mahomes fix the offense? Yes. And if he does, this is your Super Bowl winner, okay? If he does, because the defense is playing
so
well right now.
Before you go on, what's your definition of fix? Does that mean being the offense you was the last 2 years or just being better than you were this year?
You got to be scoring over 25, 26 a game. So I don't think they're going to be the offense that – I said this on – go ahead.
You said Super Bowl winner.
If this offense gets fixed –
if the offense gets going.
Because the way the defense is playing, their defense right now is unapologetically lining up and – they kind of give them the middle finger to offenses and saying, come at us. You can't beat us. And they're balling. Fixing the offense. So this, I said this on Get Up this morning. I'll say it to you guys. Like, when was the last time we watched this Chiefs offense and you saw a ball go over the defense's head for like an explosive play and we're like, that's what it looks like. That's the Chiefs of 2019. It's not happening on their offense right now. Stephen A., I got to be honest with you. I cannot sit here and say it's all on the pass catchers. There are misses from Patrick Mahomes, uncharacteristic misses. It's my job to be honest about that. I think, remember the Raiders game after the game when Travis Kelce, who's a Hall of Famer, said, I got my swagger back? I feel like it was temporary and not permanent. Because just watching that game, and you can speak to it better than me, the drop by Tyreek Hill that ends up in the interception, the play before, he's going to catch that slant, and he's like bracing for the ball. He's almost like trying to, it's almost like watching my kids try to catch a ball where like they're guarding against it. Their lack of confidence in their hands.
Yeah,
the drops on this offense are real. They continue to drop the football, but Patrick continues to have misses. He had five misses last night. When I watched the game, I counted as a miss where I say the guy is open and the throw is not in the right place at the right time in the right way.
What do you attribute that to?
Well, I mean, 2 months ago I talked about the mechanics. They've gotten better, but everyone asked, can you fix them during the season? No. They can get better during the season, so the mechanics are there still. There's a lack of being on the same page between him and some receivers. And then there's just some missed throws. So Patrick's not playing as well as we have seen Patrick. The receivers, both Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, had drops last night. Had drops last night.
And,
so,
and
like, if those go away, sure, this offense can get back. But we have seen those this year, week after week after week. And I don't like saying I gotta see it, but until I see them fix that, I'm not banking on this offense being the reason they win games.
But you know that they have the ability to explode at any time.
They
do have that ability. Now, guys, also I do believe that we gotta be real careful with trying to so-called fix Patrick Mahomes right in here. You know what I mean? He's already got things going on in his head. Now, if you want to try to fix his feet and fix all those things, when he's had so much success doing it the way he's doing it, all you're going to do is set him back. No, you have to be real careful with that.
The difference
in the middle of the season.
But hold on. Let's define fix here for a second here, because, you know, there is such a thing as the competition that you're going to have to go against. So as we purview the landscape of the AFC conference, here's what we have to look at. We have to look at Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, and we have to say, okay, this is what you've been doing. You talked about their defense and how they've basically been in everybody's faces. Well, okay, well, you played Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
You played the Dallas Cowboys without Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb
went down early.
But after that, no. Don't get me started with the Raiders since the whole John Gruden mess happened. They've just collapsed like a bag of cheap bricks. We understand that. The Giants, are we really serious here? Tennessee, they blitzed them, and then they got the Denver Broncos. So let's put things in its proper perspective. The level of competition that you're going against does matter. And then when we look at the AFC conference, we have to take into account how New England has looked. We have to take into account the Buffalo Bills. That's why we got all eyes on tonight for Monday Night Football, because we're thinking about Buffalo. We're thinking about the New England Patriots. And the last time Buffalo saw them, which was what day was it? When did they meet them? They met them October 10th.
Right.
They blitzed them 38-20, Kansas City. And so, again, as you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, I understand that the defense is a little bit better. We got to take into account who they're going against, and we're projecting who they're going to face down the road. That's what we're looking at when we're looking at the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, but we've got a body of work of 5 or 6 weeks that this defense is playing good football. I know that they haven't played the juggernaut offenses of the AFC, but they still have gone from being really bad to really good. I trust 32. Tyrann Mathieu, I trust 95. Chris Jones, their coverage is playing a lot better.
Right.
If their offense even resembles what they have been in the past, then this is a Chiefs team that we are looking at the same way we looked at them in August.
By the way, as an aside, Teddy Bridgewater, could you stop being a disgrace, please? I mean, if you throw an interception, even one that might not be your fault, could you try to tackle the quarterback?
Yeah.
This is the second to it. This is the second week he did that, where he just let him just go right into the end zone. Didn't make no effort whatsoever to tackle the damn defender that intercepts the ball. The second week in a row he's done it. Could you act? I mean, you are a football player.
You're
crying out loud.
Why you gonna bring that up on
that man? You can't do that.
I gave the man a pass on the first one because of the injury that he suffered.
That's right.
And I said, okay, maybe something. Something on his mind, but I wasn't going to bring that up.
No, but I did.
Before we get to the other AFC juggernauts, I just want to reiterate the headline from the segment that Dan says, if this Chiefs offense gets it right, gets it together, they will be our Super Bowl.
25 or less points in six straight home games.
A lot riding on this marquee Monday night football matchup. The opportunity to seize the number one spot in the AFC is like Bart Scott said once so eloquently, I can't wait for this one. There's a lot weighing on it. The first head-to-head matchup between these two teams this season, a Bills win would vault Buffalo atop the AFC East, and if the Patriots come away victorious, they'll take a commanding division lead as we head into the final 5 weeks of the season. Stephen A., I will start with you. Who do you trust more tonight, Josh Allen or Mac Jones?
Oh, that's so good.
This one with Mac Jones.
Oh.
Man, you have changed so much in about 6 or 7 weeks. It's unbelievable.
Rookie looking like a vet.
Well, first of all, I haven't denied it. I've acknowledged it on many occasions. How many times you want me to bake you some cookies? I did say that.
Oatmeal raisins.
That's nasty.
They're better than chocolate chip.
You don't like
chocolate
oatmeal raisins?
No, I do not.
Ain't chocolate cookies are overrated.
First of all, not only does it have to be. First of of all, not well, you'll eat anything. But not only that's why they call you Mikey. But not only that's right, Mikey. He'll eat anything. That's why I like chocolate chip cookies. It has to be, and by the way, it has to be warm and straight out of the oven.
If it's cold, I'm not interested.
And it needs a glass of milk. All true. But here's the deal.
People don't even drink milk anymore.
We have to sometimes. But here's the deal, y'all. When I think about Mac Jones and the New England Patriots and what we have seen from them, this is a guy that is a rookie. By the way, a rookie that came from the reigning, defending national champions that I told y'all was going to handle Georgia this past Saturday. But that's a subject for later on the show. Everybody else is counting them out. I did it. I knew I was alone. Everybody else was counting Georgia. Everybody else picked Georgia. Not me. Alabama. But anyway.
Pick Alabama every
day. Anyway, that's right. And I will continue to do so. Cincinnati, congratulations on a great season. My condolences in advance. Anyway, let me get to the point. Mac Jones. This is a brother right here. What is he doing here? Completing 70% of his passes as a rookie? Not making mistakes? Okay. I'm seeing Nelson Aguilar look like he got a pulse. I'm seeing Bourne balling. I'm looking at their running game. It's stout. Their defense is real. And I think that Mac Jones is going to be put in a situation where he's able to say, okay, just play your game, minimize the mistakes, let's run our offense. Josh Allen is going to be asked to save the day. And with Jadeveon, is that White going? With him being down with the ACL injury, you got a problem. See, New England don't have that problem.
Oh.
And so as a result, Josh Allen's almost by default. I'm not trying to imply that Mac Jones at this point is better than Josh Allen.
Of course.
I'm saying that the defense that Josh Allen has to go against is entirely different than what Mac Jones is going to have to face.
That Bills defense is pretty good now.
I understand that. And a supporting cast that Mac Jones has available to him, I think is an upgrade from Buffalo. I can't wait for the night's game. I don't know if I'm
looking forward.
I know if I'm looking forward to a Monday night game more so than tonight's game in a long time. I waited for this for weeks.
Me too.
We're going to find out about Bills Mafia. We're going to find out about the Bills and what they are truly, truly made of. You on your home turf. It's tonight. Monday night football with New England in first place in the division. What you going to do? We going to find out. And I think Mac Jones.
You want to go to the game.
You're damn right. You're damn right. And it's in Buffalo. So that's saying a lot because ain't a damn thing in Buffalo.
And that's why with this question,
Niagara Falls,
presented, who do I trust here? Now, if we pull it out and take it as separate, okay, there's a quarterback, there's a quarterback. Which quarterback you trust? Mac Jones plays a more careful game,
okay,
a more clean game.
Yeah.
But since we don't pull them out one-on-one, they got to stay within this team. I have to go with Josh Allen. Mm. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
Let me tell you why. Stephen, you tapped on it just a little bit. I mean, this is it for Buffalo.
Yeah.
This is it for Buffalo. This is everything you got.
They play him twice.
You ain't going
Right. No. I know what you do. I know you play him twice. You swept them last year. They swept them last year. Josh Allen, he can be the first guy to win, beat three games against Bill Belichick since Eli did it back in 07 and stuff like that. So you thought right now that it was your time to lead this East, your time to step up and dominate. And 1 year later, you have them back, and they're back now, and you guys are playing for first place right now in the AFC East, and it's at your building. I'm not talking about skill. I'm talking about will. Mm. I'm taking Buffalo on will tonight. You cannot let Bill Belichick come and do this to you right here. The Buffalo Bills got a very good defense. They got a very good defense.
Yeah.
And that defense is formidable. Now it's formidable to what I'm seeing with New England. The Buffalo Bills have to win this game. Diggs had an incredible year against them last year, and I'm expecting Diggs to step out and have an incredible game here. I can't wait to see that matchup between Diggs and Jackson. I cannot wait. Yeah. Jackson is balling. It's must-see matchup. It reminds me of some of old Deion Sanders matchups. But I'm going to be watching it with that intent tonight. I'm taking Josh Allen right here because this team has to win. This city has to win, and they got to put it all on point tonight.
By the way, congratulations to our brother Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders, man. Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
11-1?
11-1.
Yeah, that's incredible,
11-1.
Where's he going to be?
That's incredible.
11-1.
All right, I'm taking Josh Allen. I think it's been widely known how much I think of Mac Jones. Said it in August. I thought they'd be one of the best teams in the AFC. Mm-hmm. They are. The reason I'm taking Josh tonight is, one, I haven't seen Mac's rookie game yet. Like, Mac has not had that game as a rookie quarterback. We go, he's a rookie quarterback. He threw two or three interceptions and played bad. And I know Mac played at Bama, and I know they played in the Iron Bowl in an incredible environment, and then on the road at LSU, I get that. It's different in the NFL. As Rex Ryan says, this is the men's league. And now you got to go on the road in a crazy environment. It's going to be awful weather. Playmaker talked about this defense in Buffalo. Leslie Frazier. Like, not having the ability to see a chaotic defense like this and seeing it for the first time on the road when communication is a big deal, that's a big challenge for a rookie quarterback.
And that's where
Leslie Frazier should be in the head coach conversation next year. Like, this is not an off defense that just lines up and says play. There's going to be a lot of moving parts tonight. I just haven't seen that rookie game yet out of him, and I'm wondering if is it going to be tonight. Now, Josh Allen, you know, the last three games against Bill, 7 touchdowns, 1 pick. He's got an 82 QBR against this New England defense. Mm-hmm. And I know it's different people, all that. But Josh seems to rise up and play his best football against the New England Patriots in the last 2 years. And he's had, like, an up and down year.
I don't count last year.
I do. So he's had an up and down year last year.
Well, why would you?
Why would you?
With all the bodies that didn't show up to play last year for New
England. It's the NFL, though.
No, I'm just saying. We're talking levels here. We all know that New England last year wasn't what they are now and wasn't supposed to be.
Right, but
because
they weren't.
Because most of their team
opted out.
The Jets defense.
I understand it, but we know that they didn't show. That's all I'm trying to say. You know football hell of a lot better than me. You know that they didn't show. You know, half the damn defense was gone last year. That's all I'm trying to say.
I'm not saying. You know, I'm not, like, disputing.
This is different.
Right.
This is different.
And I believe that he will step up, and because I've seen it. I've seen Josh Allen do it in the big moment against good defenses. I've seen Diggs do it, and I've seen Bees do it, and I've seen Dawson Knox do it. I love Mac. I think Mac's going to play really well. Yeah. But if I got to choose one tonight,
that's why I'm going against both of y'all. Because Y'all are not see, if y'all are telling me y'all believe Josh Allen will play well. I like Josh Allen. Josh Allen is a stud.
In this spot.
When he got $258 million, none of us complained. We understand he's worthy. What I'm saying to y'all is what y'all are not saying is the key here. Neither of y'all are saying Mac Jones is going to play badly.
Correct.
So what I'm saying to you is this. If he plays the way we've seen him play.
Now, that's what I was going to, Stephen A. I was going right where you're going right now. This is what I was going. Because I was going to say this. That's exactly what I was about to say. This is exactly what I was about to say. You hit the nail on the head. If this young kid goes up in here, because this is going to be as close as you can get to a playoff or super atmosphere that you can get. If you can go up in here and do what you've been doing and snatch this game, I don't want to hear.
We've been saying he's a lot similar to Tom Brady.
Right. And now it's about this moment. Now it's about the moment.
We're going to say.
Right.
Now it's about
playing in these moments.
Let's not sleep on the fact when he played Tom Brady, that was like a Super Bowl game. I get it was at Foxborough.
I think the difference is, if we're talking about a close game,
but that's where I'm going.
Right. So one's got legs. Josh got legs.
I feel you on that. But that's where I'm going, guys. I'm saying let's take your prognostication into consideration. This is what Mac Jones is going to do. Then we're talking about a tight game potentially, right? And then it's about Josh Allen. Because you got to remember, Mac Jones is a rookie. Okay, if it doesn't happen tonight, it'll happen another night. But Josh Allen, because of Buffalo's history, New England's dominance, spanning decades now, this is your moment.
I agree.
And if you go up against Bill Belichick tonight and the game is tight, and it comes down to you against Bill Belichick. Not you against Mac Jones. You against Bill Belichick. I'm looking at you and I'm saying, what you gonna do? Because this is it. Yeah. If the Buffalo Bills don't get it done this year, we'll be talking about New England for the next decade. We'll be talking about New England for the next
decade. Yeah.
And that's why I said desperation has the reign tonight. That's why I said desperation. And it is different at home. Now, he was playing Tom Brady playing at home. This is going on the road. And in that time, we were talking about can Mac Jones really go deep into the playoffs. We were really projecting him to have to go on the road and play games. Now it looks like they'll have chances to play games home, or playoff games at home, which is big.
You can't lose this game if you Buffalo.
You said I would trust New England.
You can't lose this game if you Buffalo.
New England's defense tonight?
Yeah, Patriots defense.
I don't disagree with that. As much as Josh Allen needs to have a great night, so does his offense coordinator, Brian Daboll. He needs to have the best game of the season.
Advantage Bill.
But I agree. But Dable's fantastic. Josh has got to use his legs.
Let me remind you, what have you been saying about Daboll?
Daboll hasn't had a great year.
That's right.
He hasn't had a great year. Because they've made themselves one-dimensional.
Yeah, right. Always big.
That's what I'm saying. He's got to have the best game.
Let's go.
The goal for Buffalo, they got to go one-on-one. They got to split these two against New England somehow, some way.
All right, we'll have more on this in a little bit. Bills favored by 2.5. Let's get to some other AFC teams. How about those Steelers? We all had them dead and buried, but the black and yellow resurrected against arch rival Baltimore, which has the best record in football, in AFC, excuse me. Big Ben playing mistake-free football, putting up two scores, and Minka Fitzpatrick adding another on defense. Meanwhile, Lamar Jackson, one score, one pick. The Ravens went for two, but instead no dice in a one-point loss. Coach, what happened?
Tried to win the game right there. We were pretty much out of corners, you know, at that point in time. So it was an opportunity to try to win the game right there.
You know, I was cool with it. I really didn't. When I looked at the score, I see it was 19-20. I'm like, perfect play call. You know, we're going to get this. We're going to make it happen. Just came up short.
Dan, Ravens pretenders or contenders?
I think they're pretenders. I've said it all year. I think Lamar Jackson's performance has covered up the reality of this football team. The truth is, Molly, this team has no business being 8-4. The only reason they are is because their quarterback for about 8 weeks, 9 weeks was the MVP of the NFL. You're not supposed to have the injuries that they have, and we'll see what happens with Marlon Humphrey, and be a contending football team. Mm-hmm. And I think what we've seen over the last 4 weeks is, one, this is one of, if not the sloppiest pass games in the NFL. I don't understand how Coach Harbaugh is such a ridiculously good coach. And in the conversation for Coach of the Year, and the lack of detail, the lack of precision, the lack of rhythm in their pass game. It is so sloppy. And if the, like, think about 2 weeks ago when Lamar is running all over the place, he launches that ball to Mark Andrews and he makes that incredible catch, and like 2 plays later, the touchdown, and everyone celebrates. That's not sustainable. And I think what you saw again last night was them having things in their offense that aren't sustainable. Lamar backpedaling, launching the ball up, it becomes an interception. Because for 6 or 7 weeks, this offense refuses to have a plan for when teams are going to all-out pressure them. It started with Cincinnati, then it went to Miami. Every defense they have played since the Bengals has come and played man coverage, no safety, and blitzed them. And that ends up being the interception that Minkah Fitzpatrick has. You think they want those 3 points back that they had on the board because no plan? So I hate the passing game right now. They're too dependent on Lamar being remarkably special. On defense, it's I'm going to play man coverage, and if our defensive line gets home, great. And if not, we're going to get gutted. And I think the injuries are too much to overcome.
And I thought, you know, a couple plays in there, I thought Lamar was holding on to the ball. There's one play, Mark Andrews.
No doubt.
And he could have gotten it, but I felt his confidence wasn't there to let that ball go. And let me tell you something. What teams are doing is making Lamar play football from the pocket. And everybody's coming. We're going to get rid of you. We're going to keep you in the pocket or get the ball out of your hands. 8 straight games, he have not scored a rush touchdown. Lamar Jackson can't beat you just from the pocket. They are a contender. I believe Baltimore is a contender, but they have to get back to smash mouth football, power football, and include Lamar and get back down to getting in the green zone and taking what they want. They cannot continue to sit back and try to pass. We kept talking about Lamar has the advance as a passer. He has the advance as a passer. He can never become a guy that's just a passer. He'll never become that. He is a dual threat, and you got to let him use that threat. He has to score touchdowns with his legs, not just trying to score.
I believe he's electrifying. I believe that Lamar Jackson is a superstar talent that was a former league MVP, and you're right, Dan, for 8 weeks was the league MVP. That's how spectacular he looked. But I said it years ago, I said it last year, and I'll say it again. Do I believe in him? I got to see it to believe it. Come postseason time, because I haven't seen it yet. And let me tell you something right now. You talk about the offensive woes and what have you. Defensively, they've given up 22, 10, and 20 points in the last 3 weeks, okay? That is not shabby. That's not bad at all, okay? It's their offense that's a problem, and we recognize that. Let's analyze the roster for a second here, because you're talking about guys that have been injured, and we understand that. We ain't talking offensively, are we? Latavius Murray arrived there. We understand they had some injuries prior to that, and that's why he's there. Hollywood Brown was in the lineup. Mark Andrews was in the lineup. Sammy Watkins was in the lineup. Rashad Bateman was in the lineup. I mean, you've got weapons. What you have is what Michael Irvin just pointed to. You have a dual threat, an electrifying runner from the quarterback position en route to a third consecutive 1,000-yard rushing season from the quarterback position. It's already never been done two times in a back-to-back by anybody or just two times by a quarterback until Lamar Jackson did it last year. He's on the verge of doing it this year. It doesn't freaking matter because what they've learned to do is contain them to some degree, keep them in the pocket. And what they're doing is daring him to throw the football. And I have held on religiously to this belief that when you are a quarterback, you're supposed to be able to fling that football from the pocket under duress, because that's what makes all-world quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And come playoff time, I will remind you, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, even Mac Jones,
but
possibly
Lord,
Joe Burrow, possibly Justin Herbert. I'm looking at quarterbacks who can fling the football, and all I'm saying is I'm not discounting Baltimore, but what I'm saying is I have to see it to believe it from Lamar Jackson come postseason time, not just a game against Tennessee. Yeah. I got to see it. You got to make a run.
Lamar can throw the football now.
Yeah, I didn't say he can't throw it.
I know. Lamar can throw the ball, but Lamar he'll never be a Tom Brady kind of quarterback.
But he doesn't have to be. No one else can be Lamar as a runner.
That's right, and that's what I'm saying, too, Dan. And that's why I say you got to.
I don't like the narrative that Lamar is not elite or in the upper echelon.
No, I didn't say he's not elite either. I'm saying you got to show it in the postseason.
Well, of course. But
that's what I'm saying.
And that's
all.
Fair. And that's fair. I think we do have to point to the injuries on offense, though, Stephen A. Like, this is a team that has had 15 different starting offensive line groupings. That's the third most in the NFL. Hollywood, Rashad Bateman, I don't know, like, where he was yesterday. They had him on the bench for most of the game. And you point to the defense, and you point, I'm going to go Stephen A. They played Miami, Chicago, Cleveland, and
That's
Pittsburgh
fair.
Offensively
That's
in the
fair.
Last month. Yeah. So I'm telling you, the defense has got, the last time they played a good offense, Minnesota, they got 31 hung on their head.
Yep.
So the injuries.
34 before
here's,
that.
Here's the reality for Lamar in this offense right now. The last place you want your quarterback to be is thinking he has to play hero ball while needing to play hero ball. Mm-hmm. That's the reality for this football team. They need Lamar to play hero ball. And sometimes he's going to play hero ball, yeah. and sometimes it's going to hurt negatively.
Just
that's
like
why
yesterday.
Those sacks
like
were yesterday. So like that's why there's so many uncontrollable holes on this football team or issues with their football team. Yeah. I'm not saying they're a bad team. I'm saying there's so much to overcome injury-wise that they can't be legit contenders.
Let me ask you something, Dan. With that, the last play, right, two-point conversion. Ooh, he misses Mark Andrews.
Touch.
Right, little touch. But now do you get him credit for getting that ball off?
Oh, yeah.
Watt was right there. He had to move to try to get that ball off. I thought maybe a little touch, or I could have had Mark Andrews just plow out of there a little bit.
Yeah,
just run. He turned too quick. Run right now.
Tell me if you agree with this. I think that is an incredibly difficult throw and an incredibly difficult catch, and I think one of those guys makes that play 99 out of 100 times.
Right. I do too.
You know who's not a pretender? TJ. What? My goodness.
He's a killer.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Just one day after hosting the SEC title game, Mercedes-Benz Stadium welcomed in Tommy Brady, who continued his MVP caliber campaign, throwing 4 touchdowns while improving to 10-0. In his career against Atlanta. Meanwhile, the Rams got back on track after their 3-game skid, their longest under Sean McVay, besting the Jaguars 37-7. The 30-point win for LA was their largest since 2018, the same year they last represented the NFC in the Super Bowl. And after missing each of the last 3 games, both Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins returned to the lineup, and the Cardinals win over the Bears, with Kyler making some history in the process, becoming the 4th youngest player in NFL history to reach 10,000 passing yards. I'll start with you, Stephen A. Who is the most complete team in the NFC?
I'm going to have to say the Green Bay Packers. I look at Packers. I look at Arizona Cardinals. I look at Tampa Bay Buccaneers at this particular juncture, in that order. I look at the Green Bay Packers, and Dylan and Aaron Jones running the football does it for me. You've got Devontae Adams with Scantling, with Randall Cobb, and who's a familiar target for for Aaron Rodgers, and of course Lazard and those boys. Tonyan would make it even more better if he hadn't gotten injured and been knocked out for the season. But when I look at Aaron Rodgers, and we talk about Tom Brady and, you know, he's great or whatever, and we understand who he is, what he brings to the table. You understand that Tom Brady threw a pick six yesterday. All right, and I think he's got like 2 or 3 of them this season. Yeah. You understand that Aaron Rodgers has thrown pick sixes 3 times in 18 years. 18 years. It's just things that he doesn't do. And when you look at him fling that football with the accuracy that he does and the leadership that he has shown and the way the team has rallied around him this year, and you look at all the weapons that they have, passing the football as well as running the football, along with Aaron Rodgers leading the way, a defense that is upgraded to some degree as the season has progressed from time to time. I'm looking at that and the prospect of playing at Lambeau Field again because they're in position to capture that number 1 seed. I mean, obviously, Arizona is in front of everybody right now, but still in all, I just look at it, and then Arizona obviously lost to Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers earlier this season. I just look at them right now as the most complete team in the entire NFL, let alone the NFC.
And the Cards were short that game. I was at that game on that Thursday night.
Yep.
And even short as they were, you know, personnel-wise, they still had that opportunity if A.J. Green just catches that signal from Kyler Murray and get the opportunity. I'm going to say the Cards are right now, and everybody's been, you know, J.J. Watt said a long time ago, we're sleeping on the Cards, and maybe we are sleeping on the Cards. And I'm telling you, when you get a team like this, and to see Kyler Murray come back yesterday after being off three games and play the way he played, when I'm watching what Russell Wilson's going through, that was pretty remarkable that nobody's really talking about.
Well, it was against Chicago and the lame duck coach, but go ahead.
Yes, it was. It was against Chicago
and
all
of
that. But there's still NFL players. They're still getting paid to get on the football field.
Right.
They got on the football field. This man put two touchdowns through there and then ran two touchdowns. We're just talking about Lamar Jackson. That's a true dual threat. James Conner has really found a nice home.
Touchdown,
here.
A walking
right.
touchdown.
Right, and making plays that I never saw him make in Pittsburgh. I never saw him make those plays. That one-handed catch down the sideline, that was an incredible play that he made and ran and took all the way down.
Never saw it in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
But you're seeing it now in this offense. And I'm going to tell you something else. They got a great supporting cast. They got outside of just DeAndre Hopkins, who came right back yesterday and fit right back in catching that first touchdown. They got a great cast in Christian Kirk. And the guy I think that's going to make a big, big impact, I know we talked about Gronk a lot, is Zach Ertz as he fits into that offense.
Yes.
As he fits into that offense, I like what the Cards are doing right now. I got to say right now, they are the best team in the NFC. I still like Tampa Bay, but I like Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has to have Antonio Brown, and I don't know how that's going to play out down the road.
The way I look at it, first up, my answer is going to be Tampa Bay. The way I look at it is not who is the most complete team, but whose flaw, because they all got weaknesses that teams are going to attack, scares me the least. And Stephen A., I get Green Bay, but the Elgton Jenkins injury scares me. Their offensive line. Bakhtiari, when is he going to come back after a little bit of cleanup
That's
surgery?
Fair.
So, like,
That's
the
fair.
The lack of health on their offensive line scares me. The NFC playoffs will be 100% about matchups. So I get a little bit concerned with that also, with that defense that has done such a good job in coverage. If teams are going to commit to you, we're going to run the ball on you. And let's play bully ball, how that weakness can hold up. And then for Arizona, I agree, but their defense is so – it's not all that different than the Cowboys' defense. It's so predicated on taking the ball away.
Right.
Now, they're good at it, but what happens when you play a team again?
And they got four yesterday.
That they
played mistake-free football.
Right,
and you can run the ball against Arizona's defense, specifically since J.J.'s gone out.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you got teams that can do that or that's your flaw, that makes me give a little bit pause. And I look at Tampa and I go, I trust if there's one unit that I trust the most in the NFC playoffs, it's going to be Tampa's offense because of their offensive line, because of Gronk, and because of Leonard Fournette. I think Gronk is being used in ways that New England used to 10 years ago, gather information, see the coverage. Leonard Fournette's the second most trusted person on this offense right now, which blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But he's earned that from Tom. The flaw for Tampa is the coverage unit, right? The secondary still is not healthy and not great. But as we saw last year on that playoff run, when that front seven gets going, and they haven't this year.
Yeah, they have.
But when that front seven gets going and that rush gets going,
and
that secondary doesn't
need. Dominican Sue is upgrading.
Yeah, but Vita Vea's got to get healthy.
Right.
Shaq's got to be consistent. But if that front seven gets going, that coverage unit doesn't have to be great because they weren't great last year. And so that's why,
I disagree with you there. I don't give a damn about the front seven. If you go, and I don't mean that literally. What I'm saying is, when you talk about coverage, I have to pay attention. Kyler Murray, Aaron Rodgers,
right?
Dak Prescott.
Okay, what are you getting?
All I'm saying is that when we talk about coverage for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The quarterbacks in the NFC.
It ain't gonna be enough. It can't be. Well, we got a front seven, so guess what? That can cover for the secondary's woes. Not against those quarterbacks.
That's not how football works, though.
No.
Yes.
No.
Let me tell you something. When you got a rush like that, ball's got to come up quicker. Guys aren't open.
Well, but you do have, even though Aaron Rodgers is not a runner, even though Dak Prescott is not a runner,
sure.
They do have the ability to extend plays.
Yes.
Then you combine that with Kyler Murray, he can extend plays. So what I'm trying to say to you is that, yeah, that front pressure can get pressure, but if I got a suspect secondary and I got a guy that can buy an additional second or
it's
two,
it's going to be
I
hard to get to all of those quarterbacks in the
That's
NFC.
That's what I'm
is what
saying.
Saying. You may
That's
get one
saying.
Of them, but it'd be hard to get through all of them.
They did last year. That front got home last year a bunch, and they went through some of those NFC.
All right,
your point is fair.
They played Mr. Muffler, Mr. Heineke. All right, we wish him well. He's doing well. Four straight wins. They played him. Who did they play in the divisional playoff game? Tampa Bay last year after they beat Washington. Who did they play?
They beat Rodgers.
All I'm trying to say is that at the end of the day, you're going to have to go through a couple of quarterbacks in order to get to where you want to go.
So just to be clear, Cardinals have the best record, 10-2, but nobody believes they're the best team in the NFC.
I do. They're very, very, very good. I get concerned about a team. Again, matchups. A team like Green Bay that's going to go, here comes the run game, stop it. Or let's say a team like Philadelphia gets in. Here comes the run game, stop it. I don't believe in their run defense. And again, they're so opportunistic with turnovers. If I can go run the football on you with a multitude of things, the turnovers are going to be minimized.
New Orleans.
Yeah. They beat New Orleans last year.
Tampa Bay beat New Orleans twice.
We're not going to have Dan Orlovsky and be talking about the NFC and not mention the Detroit Lions.
Oh, God.
Shout out to Dan Campbell.
Is there a coach that you want to win more than
Dan Campbell?
Like to root more for than Dan Campbell, maybe outside of Mike Tomlin? And Mike McCarthy. Dan Campbell, congratulations. Jared Goff, congratulations.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Don't let him steal this.
Congratulations on having a Minnesota defense that might be. How the hell do you play? I mean, who the hell was going to. How do you. Press man on man, man to man. What are you doing?
That's not the focus.
What are you doing?
Oh, you talking about that last play.
This ain't about Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
about the Lions finding a way to win the game.
Guess where
the Lions are going to be in January.
Prediction. Prognostication. Chicago and Minnesota both will be looking for new coaches next season. Go ahead.
Okay.
Next season.
That turned quickly.
All right. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Everybody's writing Alabama off and thinking that Georgia's got this. I'm like, wait a minute now. We're talking Alabama, all right? And Nick Saban will figure out a way. I don't know what the hell he's going to do. I don't know. I don't know what you can do against that Georgia defense. But damn it, we going to figure it out. We going to figure it out. Roll Tide.
Here we go. Insufferable Stephen A. The Tide took down the Georgia Bulldogs in the SEC Championship game. Will Alabama win another national title, sir?
I mean, how could you even ask me such a question? Cincinnati, my condolences in advance. Congratulations on a great season. Georgia, you got humbled. No damn Stetson Bennett is going to outplay the soon-to-be Heisman Trophy winner and Bryce Young. 43 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions on this season. Roll Tide, baby. Roll Tide.
Okay. Michael, the Dolphins beat the Giants for their 5th straight win. Meanwhile, Washington won their 4th straight after taking down the Raiders. Which win streak is more impressive, Irv?
Man, you know, both of these are impressive. And Heineke, I thought even after he had that playoff game that they would give him a chance, and he's doing well. But I got to go with the Miami Dolphins. Because the Miami Dolphins, we were thinking about, like, did Miami blow it? Did they blow it with the draft pick? Did they blow it with the coach? We were ready to get rid of everybody. and Miami puts this win streak together to basically save the season and save those guys' jobs. It has to be, for me, the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. He's looking for something positive to say about something to Miami, because it damn sure ain't the Hurricanes.
Okay, that's where we're going now. Thank you for that segue. Grandberg tweeting this breaking news. Michael Irvin, talk to me. Manny Diaz out.
Yeah, and Manny's a good friend, man, and he's a good man. But in this business, this is what it is. Especially University of Miami. University of Miami is still grabbing and hoping for those glory days, the days that we will be back into this playoff picture that we're talking about so much around here. So it's either get it done or you got to get moving. And unfortunately, Manny couldn't get it done, and now he's moving.
Absolutely.